Please be seated. At this time, the clerk will call the afternoon docket.
There were some of the attorneys that didn't see any reason to have any significant change in having women in the courtroom, and I always felt that they were unhappy about it, that was their problem. If they had a problem with women practicing law, that was their problem, wasn't my problem.
Trailblazing is nothing new to Kay McFarland. She grew up doing it, from being a world amateur champion horsewoman in 1957 to being the only full-time law student at Topeka's Washburn University in the early 60s.
No one at the school could even tell me the last time a woman had graduated from the law school. And it was just the signs of the times that women did not go to law school. Now it has changed so dramatically, 50% of the classes or more are women now.
Blazing the legal trail didn't stop after a law degree from Washburn. McFarland won a hotly contested election for a new Shawnee County district judgeship in 1972 and became the first female court judge in Kansas.
At this time, we'll hear arguments in 96838. Steffs versus City of Lawrence.
Then, just 5 short years later, the grand prize, a seat as the first woman on the Kansas Supreme Court. She remembers that Labor Day weekend in 1977.
And I was out of town that weekend and came back, and 10 o'clock Sunday night, I got a call from Governor Bennett saying he had picked me. And so I was district judge planning on doing district judge work when I left on Friday afternoon, and then I was sworn in Monday morning. It was a big surprise, but I thought I'd better go ahead and do it.
McFarland admits she thought the call may have been a hoax because on Monday morning many at the Supreme Court didn't know about her appointment.
Thank you.
The court will take the matter under advisement.
Now, 30 years later, McFarland has been the Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court. For the past 12 years, involved in so many important cases, she hesitates to say which was the most important. She does say the work can be both extremely satisfying and personally frustrating.
Our job is really not to make the law, it's to apply the law. And so sometimes the result that legally you have to reach is you don't like it, but that's what the law requires. Others, you're very pleased or satisfied with the result. But if the law requires a result you don't like, you still have to go with it.
Supreme Court Chief Justice Kay McFarland, who at age 72 will spend one more year on the bench before mandatory retirement, is our Newsday Newsmaker of the Month.